This is Damo's Recovery Session. Coates Hire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or coateshire.com.au.
Damo's in. Just had big calls from McKernan letting me know that it was the late 80s, 88, 89. Curtis Strange back-to-back US Opens. Now Brooks Koepka has done the same thing. Welcome to you, Purple.
Hello, Jim. Bill and Corey would know that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, mad golfer. Now listen, I'll tell you what I am at the minute, Purple, and that is a real poxy game of football magnet.
Why?
I called three games on the weekend. Yeah. I went to Thursday night Adelaide Oval to watch, of course, Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs.
Yuck.
Then I turned up at Etihad Saturday afternoon to watch Freo and Carlton. Then I went Saturday night to call Hawthorn and Adelaide, which was meant to be a real good game.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it, Purple. What is going on with our magnificent game?
It's a worry, isn't it? It's a worry on so many levels. Crowds are down and TV viewership, Bill, is seriously down on Friday nights, Saturday nights.
Saturday nights is worse than Friday nights, is what I've had told me.
Jim,
you were telling me how good it is and how well you're going.
Jim's going well. It's not Jim's fault.
Just speaking of Channel 7, why did they not televise the game yesterday, which was a good game between Richmond and Geelong?
It was strange, wasn't it? That's normally the leading game to the news on the free-to-air options, Bill, but it was on the Foxtel coverage.
Thursday night, I think, Seven have only got a certain number of games per round.
Three, they must
Thursday have. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night would mean they didn't do the Sunday.
So that means they're not going to do this week, Carlton and Collingwood.
You're asking me questions I can't answer, but maybe. Listen, Damo, the scoring at a 30-year low.
Yep.
And for me, that's almost the biggest problem. You'll put up with your team losing. I look at my kids as a sample. You know, George and Fred, who are 12 and 10 and love the Kangaroos. They'll watch, even if North aren't winning, if they hit the scoreboard.
Yep.
But when you get six goals, you know, to halftime Saturday night,
yep.
When you get Carlton not kicking a goal to halftime.
Seven behind.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, that's when the game really starts to be concerning.
Yeah, it is. And if you look, go through the six games played on the weekend, only two teams managed to get it beyond the 100-point mark. One of those, Port Adelaide, that did the number on the Bulldogs. And the other one was Fremantle, which is unusual for them. They got to 100 points against Carlton. But look, I don't always equate high scoring with a good game either, Jim. I know what you're saying.
No, but it helps people enjoy the game if the scoreboard's being hit.
Even the good game of the round, yesterday's one, and I heard you touch on it a moment ago, Bill, Geelong and Richmond. Within the first few minutes, the ball ended up on the wing within 20 seconds, 30 seconds of the game starting, and then they've got those numbers around the ball straight away. That was even the case in the good game that did open up late when Richmond managed to just keep toiling away and put Geelong to the sword in the last 15-20 minutes.
So let me ask you this, because you're a great observer of footy. Every time you hear this, there'll be stuff introduced to fix it. You get almost everyone who's played the game at the highest level say, don't do that, let it go, just let the foot, let it work itself, it'll work itself out, no more rule changes, all the rest of it. And I must admit, I've subscribed a bit to that too. Absolutely. But as we sit here today, the question I would ask all of those people is, how much longer are we going to put up with what we're seeing at the moment before something happens?
No, the time is now, and that's why Steve Hocking has put these committees in place, Jim, the competition committee and then the overseeing committee, which will have, I suppose, more of an opinion than an active role in how they change the game. But there is going to be legislative change. Yep. Now, I don't claim to know what the right legislation you bring in, Bill, that does naturally fix the game. But I'm like you, Jim. I always thought it just evolved and that eventually it sorted itself out. And going back to the Herald Sun, even 20 years ago, you know, there were Monday meetings we'd have and the game's in crisis, but we'd argue it'd sort itself out.
Mm.
It's now not going to sort itself out.
Well, it's not appearing to.
Well, the problem is, and no one's going to agree with it, are they?
There's going to
be people, because there's so many forums now. Yep. People aren't going to agree with whatever comes out.
The reason there's going to be changes for what we touched on, it's on the nose in the eyes of the public. People aren't turning up. People are not watching it.
Yep.
And if they don't act pretty soon, you don't get those people back. Historically, you do not get them back. So we've lost them this year, and now it's a challenge to retain what we've got, let alone getting the other people back.
A great motto's to play cricket with in Adelaide, Purple,
Bluey,
who loves footy. Rusted on Adelaide fan, loves footy. Had a chat to him the other day, and he said to me, I give the games 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If within 10 minutes I get the sniff of it being rubbish, I turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're losing a bloke who's that rusted onto footy, that's a concern to me.
The event element to it, wasn't it? Friday night, let's look forward to it. Let's sit down. Are you going to go to your mate's place? Are you going to be at home? Are you going to go to the game yourself? But You don't have that same apprehension and anticipation, do you?
And you nailed it right back when you know you pointed to Carlton being given five of them. Oh, I think there has been AFL programming arrogance that has now really bitten them on the bum, because that is a big problem with Friday night, which used to be the thing you couldn't wait for.
That's right.
Absolutely. You look forward at the this will be a beauty Friday night in Adelaide.
Is Port Adelaide,
Port Adelaide,
Melbourne.
Yeah, that shapes as a really good game. They used to all be like that.
They did.
I got one you can fix up straight away. Don't pay so many bloody free kicks. Yesterday's game, Geelong-Richmond, there was 53.
Okay.
It's too many. It's a free kick every 2 minutes.
There were 54 in the Friday night game.
And there was 54 there. So they're starting to creep into the 50s. Now, I did a bit of research
here. Did you, Bill?
Well, Abe and I.
Yes.
Abe was very good.
Abe did it all.
You asked Abe to do it?
Rounds 1 to 12 this year, the average free kicks for the game have been 42.6.
Yep.
Just on the weekend, round 13, with the four umpires, 47.5. So an average of five free kicks per game.
More.
Yep. And with the four umpires, I think they all think they've got to do something and get involved.
That's just human nature, isn't it?
I know, it is.
Yeah, and that's not a criticism. No. That's just if they're there to do their job. Jim, you mentioned AFL arrogance. I absolutely agree with that assessment. I also factor in them trying to be everything to everyone has crept into the game as well. We're not equal.
No.
Let's stop trying to be equal. Let's give the right slots to the right teams.
Agreed.
Not the Carlton, not St Kilda on a Saturday night, because that's killed off Saturday night footy. If Carlton's killed off Friday night, St Kilda this year is killed off Saturday night.
Well, and we've got two teams three. I'll put North in there too, but certainly Collingwood and Melbourne, who are now playing really good-looking footy. So for me, at the back half of the season, if you had the flexibility to change it, you would say, well, we're giving those two mobs a good look because they're bloody good to watch.
Yeah. And the flexible fixture, when people sometimes bristle and arc up when they hear that terminology, it doesn't mean you don't know roughly when your team's playing. It's just, let's be a little bit flexible when we schedule the games and where we schedule them, as opposed to the way we lock it in now back in October. And you and I discussed it in October, November, Jim. Carlton was going to wreck Friday Night Footy, and it has, unfortunately. So,
well, let's get on to these games. What did you like the look of on the weekend?
Bill likes me starting with the glass half
full.
So you can't go past what we saw in the last 15-20 minutes of that game yesterday, Bill, at the MCG. Ooh, Richmond just took it over, didn't they?
Little fellas.
It was a really good contest, but that passage of play, and I'm assuming everyone has now seen it with Rioli, that where he basically just kept the ball alive from the half back line.
It was going out, wasn't it? It was going out of bounds.
And then he just kept running. Managed to get a free kick when Duncan went to ground, dropped the ball, got a free kick. He had no breath left. He managed to somehow use his 30 seconds to get a breath left, and then had the composure to kick the goal, which absolutely sealed it. There won't be a better passage of individual player.
They'll show that today, won't they?
They'd have to. Richmond. Well, every club should probably show it, because it was just never give up and never give in.
You know who's going well? Krieger, the ruckman, the second ruckman. Yeah. He was good again yesterday. Shane Edwards, very, very good player. And their little men were, because I thought the Cats were pretty good and their senior players were really good. It was just that probably bottom five or six.
I reckon that was the point, Bill. The Cats' bottom five lined up against the Tigers' bottom five or six.
And they smashed them.
That's where the game was won and lost. And Vlosten has crept up on a lot of people. I'm putting my hand up here. I knew he was a good player, but I think he's a very, very, very good player now. Do you subscribe to
what he did. Very reliable. Every week what you get out of him.
And Conker was good too, wasn't he?
He was good. No, he's going. Well, you know what? You go through that whole 22 of Richmond, they're all good, and that's why they're a good side. Yes. They all do their things when they have to.
They did. And Rance did what he always does, and that is back into packs. And Damien Hardwick, though, part of his post-match conference, got really worked up over the narrative about the staging of Alex Rance.
I sit there and I can encourage you to fight from this game. If they're going to fight, that staging rule is not for the over-exaggeration of free kicks. The rule itself would say it is, but to me, if I push someone and he falls over, that's staging. I'll over-exaggerate it for a free kick, absolutely. And every player within the AFL system has done the same. Unfortunately, they seem to pick on my bloke. It's what we do, mate, champions. Buddy Franklin over-exaggerates a free kick, all of a sudden the media are all over him. Just let the guys play. Pull your heads in a bit, I reckon.
He's right to defend his player, and I've got no drama with that. But you can see, hence, that when he says the media's got to pull its head in, he's referring to the news media, Bill. It's actually Wayne Carey who's probably driven this topic as much as anyone. Yeah. If anyone's entitled to an opinion in this space, it's Wayne Carey, isn't it?
The question I would ask, and you would have to ask it off air because you'd know what you'd get on air, the question I would ask Dima or Alex Rance is I'd just get a laptop out and I'd hit play and I'd say, are you honestly happy with the way that looks? Mm. Now, is that something you're happy with doing?
Yep.
Or with your player doing?
Hmm. And if you are?
If he honestly says yes, well, you move on.
Yeah.
I don't think he would. I think quietly he'd go, yeah, all right, well, we'd probably prefer that didn't happen. Yep. But, you know, publicly, all 18 coaches would do the same thing, and that is fly the flag for their player, and that's so they should.
And then behind closed doors, they'd be saying something else to you.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you'd like to think they would be.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Hawthorn, I like what they're doing. They had that little rough patch, Bill, where they lost quite a few games, but they had already had some wins on the board. They've got their form back. They've got a nice draw. If you look at it on paper, it opens up for them. They've got enough wins going into these final 10 games to get them there.
And 9 games to go in there. Well, they got 10,
7 and 5. They've got 10 to go. Yeah. They've got a nice array of games. And the recruits that they made at the end of 2016, we knew that Tom Mitchell just gave them instant return. Jago O'Meara was an investment in the future. The future is here now, isn't it? He's putting together a really nice season to this point. Picked up 30 touches on the weekend. Sicily, he's just about my favourite player right now. Plays across halfback. Oh, just because he's point of difference, Bill.
You wouldn't have said that 6 rounds ago.
In a world of vanilla, he's actually very different, isn't he? He's actually doing stuff that not many others are doing. He's playing across halfback, but still being able to kick 3 goals, kicking long bombs.
Yeah, got a fair bit of himself, Dermot Burton, too. Yes. Just a little happiness swagger.
I like that about him. And I like how they can't totally drum out all the badness in him as well. I mean, they tell him off on the ground. They tell him off, you know, in their private training sessions, but he still has that swagger. He will still do the wrong thing, which I like. He's a little bit flawed, which I like.
Now, I don't know whether you caught up with the commentary Saturday afternoon, Carlton, Fremantle-style purple, but at one stage, the Seabus Super Special comments became very Seabus Super Special.
Seabus Super Special comments, Wayne Carey and Bill Brownless. And there they were. Thank you.
Well, if you've got nothing nice to say, Bill, don't say anything. Is that what you're always taught?
That's what other people fall into. Think they have to talk every time and say something.
That's because that's what you do.
Not all the time, Jim. No. What I'm going to say, there's another loose man in the back line. So sometimes you just let it go.
You're a commentator. You're paid to speak, especially on radio.
Sometimes the sounds tell the story, Bill.
That's right.
Hmm. Where was Ducky, Rick? We've still got some positives, Bill.
We have. We're still glass. Unlike you. Half.
I'll tell you what, he gets a full show on the Sunday footy show. Lordo not in, so Damo steps in there, and all of a sudden he's positive Barrett.
Well, I just actually listened to the people we were talking to and tried to get some news out of him, Bill, unlike you who tuned out, I think, most of the show yesterday, which is not uncommon. Fremantle, I want to give him a positive.
Me too.
It was only against Carlton, but they deserve some credit, Jim. 6-7 now, and going along nicely. You can actually see what Ross Lyon has been telling us he's doing. He's got that mix of the older players, which we've got the question marks over, but they are helping the younger players come through. Cox, Chira, your man Brayshaw.
Yep, little Andy.
Oh, yeah, some positive news here.
Okay, just in, afl.com.au, Dustin Martin has escaped with a fine for making careless contact with an umpire. So that keeps the Brownlow Medal nicely in check, doesn't it, Bill?
Yeah, interesting.
For those who haven't seen it, it was off the ball, and he was doing a little bit like Stephen May did by way of illustrating to the umpire and making some form of contact with him what had happened in a previous contest where there was an adjudication made by that particular umpire. I think you both know my views. It's black or white. If you do it, you shouldn't miss a week, but we know the AFL works backwards regularly from what's a worst-case scenario, and having the reigning Brownlow medalist unavailable for this year, Bill, would have been a worst-case scenario. So we can work backwards and make it a fine.
Hey, well done, Saints. In all sorts of trouble at three-quarter time. I can't believe it's only the third time in the club's history they've come from 5 goals down to win.
Is that right?
That's amazing.
I didn't catch up with that.
Well done to them.
Well, 39 points down at one stage of that third quarter, 31 at the break, at the last change. Stephen did what he normally does, didn't he, Jack Stephen? Just did it well. Billing stood up in that last quarter. Ross had a really good last quarter. So Hunter Clark, Bill, first draft pick.
I love the goal, Gresham. That's a bloody hard goal to kick that. Running that way, bringing it back. Geez, a good goal.
And McKenzie pride to
he
him.
He was good.
So he was. Look, it's only a pause in Alan Richardson's situation. It's neither here nor there in the context of a 22-week season, but good on him because
enjoy it
at the moment, because at least it proved to him as he goes into the remaining games that the players do respond if they are listening to what he's saying. So well done from that perspective. Port Adelaide too, Jim, you mentioned them. They've got Melbourne Friday night. You go back to last Thursday, which you said was one of the three poxy games you did, but they have put themselves in a really nice situation.
Oh, and Robbie right Gray now. Is a legitimate superstar. Yep.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe that bloke. Mm. He is a superstar.
And he's so important, as is Paddy Ryder, who's going, I reckon, no better than 75% rap power right now with that Achilles problem. Yep. He's going to manage it. But him at 75 is enough, provided it doesn't get worse as the year unfolds.
Wingard's the other one, who said, I love the way he said, what, a month ago, I'm struggling. I'm going no good. It's no one else. It's me. And he's turned it around.
He did. And it's turned around on the back of going into the midfield, hasn't it? Which hasn't always been him. Where he starts the game, but he's done really well. Okay, negative
right,
time.
Side.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
The Suns, I don't know where they are going. They're past three games. Four goals, six goals, and no goals in each of the last four fourth quarter
final quarters
performances. Two and they've only two behinds in total.
That's no good.
While opponents in those same four games in those last quarters collectively have accumulated 102 points, Jim.
Yep.
No, so which was the worst performance, Carlton or the Suns?
I would put this most recent one down. When you get to 39 points up and then basically don't score from that moment onwards against an equally lowly and equally under pressure team in the Saints, that's...
Carlton's first half?
Oh, compares with Carlton's first half. Yeah. No, I'm still thinking the Suns are worse than Carlton at the moment.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, we'll get... Look, the Tom Lynch situation, until he says something, we just need to let him, play this out. But there's not one thing that we hear or see that makes us think he's staying as a Sun. Carlton, there's just the same narrative, isn't there, each game? Brendan Bolton trying
new,
to find a...
That's a new low, I reckon.
Yeah,
they were deplorable to halftime. And as I said, as Bill said during the call, 9 first-round draft picks in their starting 22. So you got no right to be that
that's
bad.
That's right.
I mean,
two first-rounders.
Two number ones overall.
Two third-rounders.
I mean, it's just...
Pick threes.
Purple, they were horrific.
They are.
And they're not, again, they're not playing Richmond either.
No.
They're playing Freo in Melbourne.
Who can't win in Melbourne.
How do you reckon Styx Kernaghan, you said this, Jim, because we know him very well. Because they were once a proud club, arrogant. Their supporters were arrogant. They used to win. They loved it. How are those blokes going, do you reckon?
Equal top for premierships won
in
the history of the competition. No, they're a shadow of what they were.
Yeah, and the green shoots they keep referring to, I don't know what's happened to them. I think they've died off, just about all of them, I think. So,
I think the roundup got them.
Since the grand final win of 2016, the Western Bulldogs have played 34 games, Bill.
Yes.
Won only 15 of them.
15 out of
11 last year, and we know they lost their last three of last year, only won the four to this point of
49.
This year.
So how many they won? 11.
15 of 34. 11 last year.
I give them a little bit of a mulligan Thursday night, Purple, to get those two injuries basically in the first half of the game.
Wooden McRae, so important,
both of them. So I think they were crueled on the because they've already got significant injury on their list.
Yep.
And then to lose two players inside the game of that quality makes it bloody hard.
Yeah, on top of that dire win-loss strike rate, Jim, their last four games this year have been lost on an average of close to 8 goals too. So that's just un-Luke Beveridge-like, but that's where they're at. And 34 games ago, Bill, they held the Premiership Cup aloft. Adelaide is the... I don't know where to put them in terms of the really big losers out of the weekend. Was it the Blues, as you asked, Bill? Was it the Suns? Was it Adelaide? It's a box trifecta anyway there somewhere. And
box them up.
Box them up and you'll get the shockies.
They have the same issue. Their injuries are horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, I don't think they're playing well either.
But there's still some good players out on the ground.
There are, Bill, but if you look at who's not available, they've got 9, I reckon, of their best 15 players are out. So...
But it's self-inflicted a lot of their injuries, though, aren't they? Which is, I think, something they need to get their heads around and be honest with.
How many buses have you got in your stable?
3.
You got enough?
In the depot?
Yes.
We can get some more if we need to.
Oh, hello.
I was going to say, because how many do you want to use this week?
We're going to use the 3.
All right. Where?
We're going to the Gold Coast, which you've already been.
Right, so Gold Coast.
Yeah. We are already in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And they're staying there. Yeah. We had been in St Kilda, but we're going to take that one away because they've got the bye and they've come off a win. So we'll just give them a week's grace. We'll go back there, but we're going to go down to the Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs.
Dogs. No Carlton. No bus for the Blues.
They're just not even worth worrying about, the Blues.
So no
Rums.
It's the same every week.
You've got to buy another bus.
You haven't got enough buses.
You haven't got enough buses.
Well done, Purple. Good seeing you. Look forward to seeing you Wednesday.